Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Drum, please.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Summertime.
Summer madness.
Hey, yes. Summertime officially in the place. 917-889-3926. We are TM Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate here, bringing it in a little bit of a different sound tonight because it's ladies' night. Our men are out handling their BI. The General T.M. Hyman is out there on the West Coast, gallivanting around in Vegas doing his thing. Sage James is driving around the streets of the DMV. And it's going to be me and Madam Boston holding it down tonight. So let me give her the official introduction. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up for Madam Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good morning in the evening time. How do you do?
Yeah, all right. You like that, huh? That was very T.M. Hyman-ish, huh?
Yes, it was. You did a great job. Yes.
Thank you. I've never been introduced
in that manner.
in that capacity, right? I cannot replace the general, but I will fill in for him from time to time. And
you know.
I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, representing Itty Bitty Plant City. But get ready to make that big transition, people. You'll only hear from me from the Itty Bitty for maybe about 2 more months, and then I'll be in the A. If you're looking for me, you can find me in the A.
Yes,
I'm very excited about that. But tonight, our topic, and we haven't done a Relationship Wednesday topic in a while, so it's fun to get back to that. Our topic to be Relationship Wednesday. You really don't have to. This topic came to me because I am a part of a group on Facebook called Grown Folks. It's a private group, people. Everybody can't just get in, so don't go looking for it and just try to slide yourself in. You got to know people to know people to know people to know people. But with that being said, shout out to our creator and main administrator, Erica Lee. The question was brought about because, you know, in our Grown Folks group, we, you know, talk about grown folks topics, a lot of pretty much everything, but from a grown folks perspective, you know, and it does get a little flirty. You know, we have some risque topics and conversations and such. But the question was posed, is flirting cheating when you're in a relationship? And man, did that bring about a lot of personalities and responses and attitudes, to say the least.
All
so
together,
we're
going to
jump
now
into that. That's all together at the same damn time. So that's going to be our topic tonight. You want to weigh in, 917-889-3926 is the number. Make sure that you press 1 so that our lovely engineer, the Chief Rocker, Madam Boston, knows that you want to interact and that you're not just listening. And we also have our new segment with our chef extraordinaire from Sweet Tooth LLC. It's going to be chopping it up with Fee. We're going to have some segments tonight from her, and she's going to give us some delectable, delicious, mouthwatering culinary ideas that I definitely cannot wait to sample when we get to what? South Beach, people! We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live on other matters.
You enchant me, even when you're not around. If there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm latching on, babe. Now I know what I have found. Thank you.
If she respond to this DM, boy, you fucked up. She took your pictures off her gram, y'all ma broke up. First she love you, then she block you, boy, that fucked up.
It's the remix and you know what's up. Hey, and it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Snapchat me that move. FaceTime me that if it's cool. Boy, my DM poppin', poppin'. My DM just caught a body.
If you screenshot, you the police. 10 likes, you on OD. Follow shorty, then unfollow, then follow back. That's so
she
mean.
Like I killed them. I killed them. Really killed them. You won't look like that if you undo all them filters.
Angles.
I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down. It go down.
Your bitch ain't good enough to be styling on me. Use a bitch that listen to keep on wilding on me. Hit my side again quick fast. Pull up in that quick fast. I ain't talking pancakes, but he flip a brick fast. A bunch of bad bitch that ain't doing the dab. Bitch that be in some bangs, couple C's on they bag. Bitch that fuck you mean, fuck your little mean. Even Queen B had to tell him I'm the queen. Check the D, blessed indeed. The executive producer, bitch, rest in peace. Then he put his hands in my pants, felt them thick lips and got wood. He said Kylie was good, I said Miley was good. I said could you pay my bills like O'Reilly was good. I just sit back and observe all these diggings that I done curved. If it go down on your DM, then baby boy, you lucky. Cause 99.9% of these fuck boys can't fuck me.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down.
Yo,
in the DM.
Yo.
It go down.
I see your man post a quote and a pic in bed. So I hit him in the DM like, hey, big head. Remember when I was your woman crush? He said, yeah. Told him that I'm headed home. He could meet me there. Try to beat me there. Let me be clear. Is you eating air too? Looking pinky swear. I'm just looking for a dude that can eat the twerk. Do we make more dough than the pizza shop? Do we dress every day like it's Easter Sunday? Can he give me more help than Peggy Bundy? Man, fuck I look like turning down some dome. Man, that's sorta like a dog turning down some bone. You know that I'm a 10, that's the lean on my lens. I don't need another friend, it's just me and my ends. I said what you like about me, he said that's your air fat. Would I let them eat this ice cream out my air crack? He said that is abstract. He said, yo, yo, air crack. I told him I never front and then I do that air crack.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Snapchat me that move.
Snapchat me that if it's cool.
Snapchat me that move.
Snapchat me that if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
Real talk, you are inside the social lab. I am Madam Boston. She is hot chocolate. Yo, tonight on this fabulous hump day, Wednesday, talk about starting okay with dating. Now, a lot of people's perspective of dating is different. Remember, we had a show about that as well, about, like, what is dating? You know, yeah. Because remember, we talked about having, I guess it was, like, casual sex versus, you know what I mean? Like, I think it depends on what you define dating as. Because right. some people who are insecure, they may feel some type of way. But people who feel like their connection is strong enough, they're not going to worry about it, worry about anybody.
That's
like,
right.
You know what I mean? Right. Because it's like they knew the person was a flirt when they met him. You know what I mean? That's probably how
they got him.
But
before we delve too deep into the topic, we want to bring on our culinary specialist, our chef extraordinaire from Sweet Tooth LLC, Chopping It Up with Fee is her segment. What up, Fee?
Hey.
Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, hello.
Hey. Good to have you back. How you doing?
I am blessed. How are you, ladies?
We are great.
Doing.
Welcome to our ladies' night. We're holding it
down
because the fellas are out doing their thing. So we're going to jump into your segment, and we're going to have two segments for you today. So what are we doing first? Make our mouths water, Fee. What are you doing first today?
The first item that I have for you guys tonight is my French dip sandwiches. And basically what you do with this, let me tell you first of all, once I give all of the recipes, because I run through it kind of quickly, it will be posted on the website as well. So you guys will be able to go there to actually see the ingredients if you guys would like to try and make the items as well. But we have, you would take one whole 2.5 to 4 pound chuck roast, 1/4 cup of butter, one whole large onion sliced kind of thickly, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, 2 cans of 10.5 ounces of condensed French soup, onion soup mix, 1 can of beef consomme or beef broth, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 4 cups of water, and, of course, you would need a nice toasted buttery deli roll.
What you
do is you would heat your butter in a heavy pot over medium heat, saute the onions for a couple of minutes, kind of sweat them down until they're starting to get kind of brown. Then you would set your chuck roast that you've already seasoned on top of your onions and add all of the ingredients that I stated on top of your chuck roast. You cover that pot and you simmer on a very low heat for about 6 hours or until your beef is fork tender and falling apart.
Now,
if your meat is not yet tender after it's cooked for about 6 hours, take that roast and put it in your oven for about another 30 minutes. And if that doesn't help, do it in 30-minute intervals until you're able to take your fork and kind of pull it apart. Once you're able to do so, remove all of your shredded meat, put that in a bowl, keep your juice because that is what we call au jus sauce. And you take that juice.
Wait. Tell them what it's called again. Tell them what it's called again.
Au jus sauce.
Or as some people may say, au jus.
No, we're going to say it correctly.
That's A-U-J-O-U-S.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
Oh, you know.
And so you're going to put that in another bowl, all of that juice. So when you take your meat that is still warm, take some provolone cheese and put it on top because it's going to start to slowly melt onto your meat. Then you take your meat, transfer it over to your toasted buttery roll, fold that in half, and you dip it into your au jus sauce, and there you go with your French dip sandwich. How does that sound?
I'm getting ready to show my age, either that or the fact that I watch a lot of reruns, but I'm about to hit you with the Grady from Sanford and Son.
Oh my God. I know that's right.
Yum. And you can have that with a side of some home fries or French fries, or if you would like to get fancy and cut up you some fresh home French fries or home potato chips. All of that would be yummy.
Yeah.
And see, what is the approximate prep time and cooking time for this?
Prep time is probably about 15 minutes, if that, because really all you're doing is adding the ingredients on top of your chuck roast.
Did you breathe hard?
And so you're just adding all of your ingredients onto your chuck roast. And like I stated, as far as your cooking time is anywhere from 6 hours to maybe 7 hours, depending on how big your chuck roast is.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so you guys got to let me know how that turned out.
And I'm so glad that I ate already. Otherwise, I'd be somewhere in my freezer digging for a chuck roast. 9:23 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. We'll be back after this. We're going to have more with our chefs from Sweet Tooth LLC. Going to be chopping it up with C again a little bit later this afternoon. A little bit later in the show.
I told you, it is good morning in the afternoon sometimes.
It is. It's always good morning in the afternoon time. But C is also going to join us for the rest of the show, and we're going to continue to discuss our topic for Relationship Wednesday: is flirting cheating when you're in a relationship? We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio. Ladies' night, people. Hump day. How much better can it get?
Pour a cup for the p***s that they said to get down.
Get down, get down.
How many times I got light another for the p***s who just only in time. From side to side, you know how a nigga feel about wasting time. You know how I feel about waiting in line. You know he ain't a girl you wasting your time. You only just show for a moment in time to get in stride. How many times I gotta tell that ass to come on? How many times I gotta tell that ass to come on? How many times I got over? How many times I gotta tell that ass to come over? I took you right. Have you walking from side to side?
If I can't get naked with you, this deserves recognition. I'm gonna pay that commission. Is you or not? If we ain't fucking in front of our yacht, how many times I say, how many times? Too many times, and I ain't got time.
How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I'll fuck you right. Have you walking from side to side? You know how I feel about wasting time. Know how I feel about waiting in line. No, he ain't a girl you wasting your time. Only to show for a moment in time to get in stride. How many times I gotta tell that to come over? How many times I gotta tell that to come over? How many times I got over? How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I fuck you right. Have you walking from side to side?
Yeah, that bitch don't stop blinking. I pick up for you, don't want the second ring. You've been drinking and drinking. You're drinking for fun and you drink for a reason. Yeah, leave your boyfriend and call me when you're leaving. Call the shots, refereeing. No drama, you so wet. I'm a new drama meaning. Mattress like a fiend. Boy, I like to block up young Billy Jean.
I wrote myself $1 million check in fifth grade. I put it on the wall and promised it'd be this way. She f***ing like she want the rent paid. Like she want that Oscar De La Renta. I slow it down like it's her favorite ballad. Then go back up at it like I hadn't had it. Straight up.
How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I'll fuck you right. Have you walking from side to side?
How many times?
Pour a cup for the bitches that they said to get down.
My money, she said she wanted the Molly love.
boy. I hit up Diddy, he told me he did it. He said that the liquor just bring out the freaks. This just lit, dropping that to a split. Talking about me, I'm the I just get done with the money. The bitches in concert, my niggas, they whipping the
9:28 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City on the East Coast. And we are TM Hammer Radio Live, the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and our chef extraordinaire joining us as well, Fee from Sweet Tooth LLC. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in if you want to interact tonight on our topic, which is cheating, let me try that again, is flirting cheating if you're in a relationship? Is flirting cheating if you're in a relationship? Okay, so again, this topic arose from a conversation that I was having with my group members in a group that I'm a part of on Facebook called Grown Folks. Shout out to the administrator, extraordinaire creator, Felicia. I cannot get nobody's name. That is it because I'm acting as TM tonight that I can't get nobody's name correct? Because I have butchered everybody's name that I was trying to say.
Exactamundo. You have been bitten by the hymen bug.
by the hymen bug. Okay. No. Shout out to Erica Lee, who is the administrator and creator of our group. And again, we were having the topic actually started out as one talking about chivalry being dead with, you know, men and in dating situations and things of that nature. And then it kind of went, it branched off into a couple of different directions. So that being one topic brought about the topic that we are discussing tonight. So my perspective is I think just for me, it depends on the type of relationship that you're in. My example being, if you're in a totally committed relationship, exclusive, you know, neither of you are dating anyone else, it's just the two of you, and one of you, I'm not going to say whether it's the male or whether it's the female, engages in flirtatious activity, whether it be text messages on your phone, whether it be with your quote unquote work wife or husband, whether it be with your Facebook group or friends, whether it be with the basketball players, brother, with anyone else other than your mate. I think that it is cheating, and it's not necessarily
what?
physical cheating. It's something that can lead to physical cheating. So to me, that's just the prerequisite. So
what?
it's all the same thing. Now,
what?
My disclaimer to that is if you're just dating, quote unquote, and you haven't made that exclusive commitment yet, you know, if you haven't thrown the trump card down yet and said, I want you to just be mine, I don't want you to see anybody else, then, you know, it's, to me, all bets are off until you make me yours.
Nah.
Until I know I'm the only person that you want to be with, I can do what I want to do. And that's just
you're single
to
you, Mary.
What do you think?
I'm single till I'm
and that you know, that's what the elders say, really.
That exactly. I'm single until I am married.
Yeah, until you put a ring on it, or until you got the marriage on layaway, then you know, all bets are off.
Until you can cook good enough to make me fall asleep.
You know what? Well, if he keeps talking about them dip sandwiches, he might be cooking like that in a week.
Okay.
Touche.
So what do you think, Fee? What's your perspective on it?
I agree with you. Until it's made exclusive, all bets are off. However, when you guys have sat down and made that agreement that it's going to be just you two, then all flirting is off, because to me, flirting is entertaining. So once you're entertaining,
there you go.
You're leaving the door open for someone else to come in and steal that other person's shine. So, you know.
Oh, come on, ladies.
Yeah. I mean, that's to me, that's just being real. Until you sit down and make that exclusive. You know, I mean, that's if you guys are out here dating.
Well, I mean, that's like saying that every man that goes to the strip club cheats on his wife. It's like you can't just like assume.
Well, no, I mean, that to me, that is something that that husband and that wife have agreed. You know, if
right.
that's his thing and she feels okay with that, then that's cool. You know,
right,
if that's
right.
what that husband and that wife agree to. But if that
right.
husband is quote unquote saying, oh, baby, I'm going to be home at 10:30 because I'm going to be late at the office, but he's at the butt naked club. You know, you dead wrong.
You know you're dead wrong.
You dead wrong because you guys haven't sat down and had that discussion.
You got the money gun out that you're supposed to be at work making reports and stuff.
Come on, Gina. I'd be mad that he didn't come and get me and take me with him.
And see, that's an agreement that you two would have. You follow me? You know, but
exactly.
if he's sitting here swiping his debit card down a crack of somebody's behind and you thinking he's touching a
okay.
car, we don't have a problem.
He's playing tip drill and he's supposed
yeah.
to be
you
well
know,
drilled
exactly.
As the basketball coach.
Exactly. Now I've got to be some furniture moving because now we done delved into a whole nother situation at that particular point, you know.
And it ain't rearranging furniture for the decor either.
Not at all.
There you go. Let me ask this. Are there levels to flirting that are acceptable, CeeLo, if that's the case?
Yeah, because I mean, all right, if you meet someone and you could tell that somebody's flirtatious. But some people, it's just natural. They're not being flirtatious. That's just their personality, you know, smiling. Some people think, I remember when I dated this one guy, he was mad because I was around, like, all the guys, and I was smiling. And he was like, I wasn't supposed to be smiling because then they think that they could talk to me. And I'm like, you're talking about boxing. Like, where did you get that from? Right. But flirting can be healthy. Yeah, do you know what I mean? A man winking at you get a discount at the restaurant because he didn't grin at the waitress.
Lord have mercy. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. I believe we can you check the board, CeeLo? I think we have a caller.
Hey, yes we do. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, I didn't know it was actually me. What's up? I'm calling from Plant City. This is Sheba.
Hey,
hi,
it's
Sheba.
Our coupon lady. Hey, Sheba.
Okay.
Hey.
How you doing?
Would you like to weigh in on our topic tonight, or do you have a question for Sweet Tooth LLC, Chef Extraordinaire Fee?
Actually, both.
Okay.
So with the flirting thing, I kind of see it from both perspectives. If you're in a committed relationship and you guys have decided that it's just us, then no, you shouldn't be entertaining random text messages from, you know, snack pack hoes, popcorn bitches, you know. You don't need to do that.
Weak. I love it. Love it.
Tell them again.
It's just us, so you shouldn't be entertaining that. But by the same token, you know, flirting is one thing, and you can go past flirting. Some people,
right.
what they call flirting is actually a little more leaning toward kind of sexual innuendo, harassment type stuff.
Now, we ain't talking about grabbing nobody ass, coupon lady.
No, not that at all. You have those that get a little touchy-feely or feel like, oh, this is my work husband, my work wife, let me come up and rub her shoulders and do this and do that. And sometimes that can cross the line. That's a little more than flirting.
Right. Touching her on the small of her back and stuff.
Right. Touching, period. Right, touching, period is, right, that's when it could become a problem. No, that's when it does become a problem. But I don't see flirting.
Absolutely.
From my point of view, flirting is, you know, having chemistry with another person, recognizing it, and it seemed like you're making Google eyes at each other, but sometimes it's not always like that. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you just because you smile
there's
at somebody.
There's no mistaking Google eyes. There is no mistaking Google eyes.
Oh, come on.
No. None. I can't co-sign that one.
Okay, and CeeLo, so if you give the Google eyes, and then you got, you know, Sir Creep coming over to you, wanting, you know, hey, you know, you over here giving me Google eyes, so, you know, meet me at the Red Roof Inn in 15 minutes. Then what? You open
kiss
that
my
door.
Ass, Mr. Postman.
But see, you've opened that door.
I got a knife, Mr. Postman. Somebody ain't gonna make
Mr.
it
Postman
out of here.
Mr. Postman ain't gonna want to hear that because you was giving him the Google eyes and you was probably biting your bottom lip while
I'm
you was
calling
giving him
my
the
daddy.
Eyes.
How about that?
Lord have mercy. 9:39 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. We're gonna take a break and come back on the other side of this. We're gonna have segment two with LLC. Chopping it up with Fee, and we're going to continue on with our topic tonight. It's flirting, cheating. Ladies' night, what's popping, everybody?
I'm in your damn liquor.
That's how it all starts.
There's something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here.
Drink.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, I love that song. Yo, you are inside the social lab. Yo, check us out, tmhymanradio.com. Yo, drop your email. Get in on what we got going on. We got that South Beach coming up. No Sleep South Beach. Shout out to Sleepy Green out there. And,
yeah.
Okay. Get it, boo. all right. So, our topic is flirting okay when dating. But before we finish that conversation, we're going to bring back our special guest, Fee. Yes, the chef extraordinaire. And,
that's right.
You know, give it to him, Fee. Tell him what you know, baby.
Let me get my napkin so I can wipe my mouth again, because I know it's going to start walking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a little salivating, that's all, just a little. Well, we're going to be baking tonight. We're going to be baking my banana bread brownies with a brown butter glaze.
You know what? I got to press. Let me press the mute, because y'all going to might hear me smacking my lips.
Hold
lip.
On,
go
wait.
Ahead, Fee.
Hold on, Fee. Wait, pause. What kind of item?
It is banana bread brownies with a brown butter glaze.
Oh, my God.
That
melted
now.
In my mouth
don't
twice. I got to drink coffee now. Mess with you, Fee. I'm about to drink coffee right now. Mess with you. I can't stand it. Go ahead, boo.
Let's get it. All right. We got 1.5 cups of sugar, a cup of sour cream, a half a cup of softened butter, 2 eggs, 3 to 4 mashed ripe bananas, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, and optional, 1/2 cup of chopped nuts. Now, for the frosting, you would do 1/2 cup of butter, 4 cups of confectioner sugar, 3 tablespoons of milk, and 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract. Now, in order to bake this, you would preheat your oven at 350 degrees. You would grease and flour a 15-by-10-inch pan. You would then add in 1 bowl your sour cream, your sugar, 1/2 cup of softened butter, and eggs, and you would beat that until it's creamy. Then in another bowl, your mashed bananas and 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, you beat that together, and you incorporate that in with your sugar and sour cream mixture. Okay. And then you would slowly start adding in your flour, your baking soda, your salt, and you mix that for about a minute until you incorporate everything together. Now, if you choose to add in your nuts or even raisins would be great with it, you would stir that into your batter at the end. You would then spread that in a prepared pan, and you would bake until it's golden brown. And you would see that it's cooked well, once your edges kind of pull away from your pan. So you don't have to do the old school taking a toothpick, sticking it down in the middle to make sure that it's done. No. Once you see that it's pulled away from your pan, you know that your cake is done, your brownie is done. Mm. Now for your icing, for your glaze, you want it to where your brownie is still warm. So you would then melt on a stove in a saucepan your 1/2 cup of butter over a medium heat until it's bubbling and golden brown. And that takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Then remove it quickly from the eye, and you whisk in your powdered sugar, your milk, and your vanilla extract into your butter until it's a smooth consistency. And then you take that and just pour it over top of your, and once that is poured on there, if you like to take some candied pecans or walnuts or whatever you choose, sprinkle that on top, get a bowl of ice cream, turn on Netflix or Power, Empire, get Indian style in your bed, and you got
or bounce. Yeah. Or the Bounce channel for y'all who got
Or the Bounce.
And
there we go.
Now,
There we go.
This recipe is right on time, and the power plug was right on time as well, because the new season of Power actually starts on July 16th. So all of you Omari Hardwick fans out there, all you 50 Cent fans out there, get ready, because Ghost and oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're back.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm back. Okay. You lost me for a second, but I'm back.
Okay.
Man, listen. I missed That's my boo.
You guys have got to tell me how that worked out for you.
Oh, for sure. Now, I have a question that one of our listeners wanted to pose about the dip sandwich. Does it matter what type of beef that you use, or what type of roast that you use?
That's the reason
why
I said chuck roast.
I guess.
Yeah,
chuck.
Really,
okay.
You can. Yeah, I use a chuck because the fat content against the meat content actually works better. I know it's going to sound kind of gross, but the more of the fat you see swirling through your meat, the more flavor is going to come. So that's the reason why I use the chuck roast.
Yeah, because the marbleized,
chef tip,
the marbleized,
chef tip.
Right?
Yep, that's it.
There you go.
Ooh, can I say
chef
this? So this is
chef
a this is a meat tip that I got from that works at how like when you go to buy packaged like beef or chicken, right? If you if the package plastic is raised, you know, has the air or whatever, don't buy it. Only buy it if it's flat, or you know, you can like it slightly sinks in. You know what I'm talking, like the hamburger pack.
And what's the science behind that?
Well, the gases that the meat gives off, the carcinogens that it gives off, makes the plastic expand. That's why you open it, it'll sound like someone. But yeah, that meat is damn near no good, right? Is what
and knowing is half the battle. 9:50 p.m. on TM Hyman Radio. We got a few minutes left in the show. We're gonna take us a quick break, and we're gonna come back and wrap up our topic tonight. Is flirting okay when dating?
Well, I'm about to flirt with this dude right here. I'm about to flirt now.
Be a millionaire. it up like I do it. Feel a rush from my touch, get intoxicated. Trump off my love, pull a Henny to dove. Pass and you laugh and I make you smile on a regular. Tell me what you want, shawty, that's what I'ma get for you. I need you to do what I need, more than lips and weed. I need you to maybe give me a seed. I need you to give me reason to breathe. I need you, I'm telling you, so now you know what I need. I'll be a part-time, a full-time lover, significant other. No matter which way go, I'm most of the gutter. Girl, you can get it however you want to get it. I'm feeling you still, I'm telling you right now, I'm with it.
PM here in the Social Lab, PM Hana Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate Madam Boston, and our chef from Sweet Tooth LLC, chopping it up with C again tonight. Our topic was, is flirting okay when dating?
Yeah, all of that right there. Some of it's right, some of it's wrong. We can't all do it.
If you're in a committed relationship, to me, bottom line, there is no flirting with anyone else except that person that you're in the committed relationship.
What do you consider flirting, though?
I mean, come on, the whole, the goo-goo eyes, don't be rubbing me on the small of my back, don't be giving me no neck massages, you know what I'm saying? Don't be making no sexual innuendo, don't do none of that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't try to get close to me and breathe on my neck, and you know what I'm saying? You can't do that. That's reserved for boo. Those are things that are exclusive. Exclusive rights.
Boo, I know that's right. Hey,
that's
boo.
Right. No, ain't no boo. Ain't no boo right now. Ain't no
hey,
boo right
boo,
now. So,
are
hey,
you
so,
going
so before I forget, I wanted to ask C as well. One of our listeners wanted to know if you can use anything else besides banana in the bread, because they're not particularly a fan of bananas, like zucchini or anything else.
Absolutely. You can use zucchini. You can even make it apples, you know, slice up some Granny Smith apples, add a little brown sugar, add a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg. Get that down to where the apples are kind of soft, and you can add that into your batter. You can make it an apple brownie, but it would still have the brown butter glaze.
You got my room ready. You got my room ready, Fee.
I got it.
Now, for those of our listeners who are in the Miami area, if you come out, now we're not going to tell you where the bat location is just yet, so y'all can be staking it out or nothing like that. But the closer that it gets into Snowsea South Beach, which the dates are May. Lord have mercy. July 21st through the 20th.
Yes.
Those are my dates. July 22nd. Through the 24th. Again, July 22nd through the 24th, South Beach in Miami. The closer that we get into the dates, we're going to reveal our location, because we're going to have a live broadcast, and our chef from Sweet Tooth LLC, Miss Felicia, is going to be joining us, giving us a live demonstration of some OMG mouth-watering things. I don't know if it's going to be anything that was mentioned tonight. I don't know what she has up her sleeve. All I know
is I've ordered
some cupcakes in a jar and banana pudding and peach cobbler that are going to be waiting for me when I get there, and I'm not sharing with none of y'all. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I might share one or two. Maybe. I might share one or two.
It
depends.
It's going to be gone when you wake up in the morning. Letting you know right now, I'm going to eat it.
No, because I think I get there the day before you do. I think I get there the day before you do. And
you'll be asleep when I get there.
You better catch me after
food.
We leave Fat Tuesdays. You better catch me after we leave Fat Tuesdays, and I've had too many drinks.
I'm already
thank you
fast,
for joining us again tonight, Fee, on your segment. And Fee is no longer a special guest. Fee is a part of the TM Harmon Radio Live family.
She
and
is.
Every Wednesday, we will be chopping it up with Fee from Sweet
yes,
Tooth LLC. Make sure that you join us again on Friday. We missed you. We were gone for a couple of days. We had some, you know, things that we had to take care of collectively, but we're back. We're better than ever. Check out the website. It's new. It's revamped. We got so many new things coming up for you. Live broadcast coming up. We're going to be in Maryland next month in August. A couple of more things we got up our sleeves. So just keep it here. Keep it locked on TM Harmon Radio Live, the social lab. And
yes.
Whatever
you do, do it well.
Here.
Check out Friday.
And that's right. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hot Radio, for the general, myself, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Save James, Dee Dee, Toya, Coop, and our newest member, Sweet Tooth LLC, Miss Felicia. We will see you on Friday. Everybody have a good night.
See him live, 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 see him